Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Verizon suffered a widespread outage on Wednesday, and the carrier is looking to try and make things right by offering its customers a credit. Verizon says that affected users can get a $20 credit applied to their Verizon account. In a statement, it says, quote, "To help provide some relief to those affected, we will give you a $20 account credit that can easily be redeemed by logging in to the My Verizon app," end quote. The process for getting and applying that $20 credit includes waiting for a text message that Verizon will send you, which will tell you that your credit is ready. Then you'll have to open the My Verizon app and follow the redemption instructions in that app. The credit will not be auto-applied, so you have to make sure that you manually go into the app and redeem it towards your statement. The major Verizon outage on Wednesday lasted for about 10 hours, starting shortly after 12 p.m. Eastern Time and officially being resolved after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, making for essentially an entire day of issues for Verizon users. Verizon still hasn't offered any details on what exactly happened and what led to this massive outage. And it would certainly be nice if Verizon automatically applied that $20 credit for affected users rather than requiring user action. But still, if you're an affected Verizon customer, keep an eye out for that text message and make sure you get your $20. Next up today, a new Apple monitor has reportedly appeared in a Chinese regulatory database. This comes as rumors suggest Apple will update at least one of its external displays, either the Studio Display or the Pro Display XDR, at some point this year. The discovery was made on Thursday, and the regulatory filing references the model number A3350. It says the monitor will be equipped with a high-performance LCD display. There aren't any other details about specifications, and it's not clear if the filing is referring to a new version of the Studio Display or the Pro Display XDR. Apple released the Studio Display in 2022 alongside the first Mac Studio. The Pro Display XDR, meanwhile, debuted in 2019 alongside the revamped Mac Pro. Neither product has seen an update since first being introduced, so Apple's external display lineup is pretty dated right now. In December, a rumor suggested that the new Studio Display will have three key changes: an A19 chip, a ProMotion screen with 120 Hz refresh rate, and support for HDR. Rumors about what to expect from a new Pro Display XDR, however, are fewer and far between. There's no word on when exactly Apple will release this rumored Studio Display refresh. The new model number appearing in a regulatory database could indicate it's coming sooner rather than later. Apple is also working on a new high-end M5 Pro and M5 Max version of the MacBook Pro, which could be released as soon as this month. It's possible that the new external display is released alongside those laptops. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you love being organized, then Stuff is for you. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and complete their goals. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it's built to intake information quickly in whatever form you think in. The magic of Stuff is that it gets exponentially more powerful the more you feed into it. Download Stuff today by going to trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. Plus, you can save 50% off your first year of extra Stuff by using the code 9TO5 at checkout. Get stuff done and start enjoying your to-do list again. Download Stuff from the App Store today. In other news today, a new report on Apple's partnership with Google to have Gemini power the new Siri appears to confirm speculation that Apple is paying around $1 billion a year for the deal. It also claims that ChatGPT provider OpenAI made a conscious decision to decline the opportunity to provide this intelligence for Siri. The Financial Times says the deal is structured in the form of a cloud computing contract, which could lead to Apple paying several billion dollars to Google over time. It's a rather vague number by the Financial Times, but Apple and Google have said it's a multi-year deal, which would imply that we're looking at around $1 billion per year for a three-year arrangement. The report also cites a person close to OpenAI and said it had taken a conscious decision to not become the custom model provider for Apple in the fourth quarter of last year. Instead, OpenAI is focusing on building its own AI hardware to leapfrog the big tech companies. It's a near certainty that Apple and OpenAI had at least discussions about this partnership, but the Financial Times report doesn't make it clear whether Apple actually offered OpenAI a contract. Of course, OpenAI is indeed working on new AI hardware in partnership with former Apple design chief Johnny Ive. The company apparently believes that giving up its AI technology to Apple would impact its ability to compete with Apple in this hardware space. Rounding out today, we're 8 months away from the iPhone 18 lineup being unveiled, and a reputable news source has detailed screen sizes and dynamic island plans for these forthcoming models. The source says that for the iPhone 18, the iPhone Air 2, the iPhone 18 Pro, and the iPhone 18 Pro Max, we shouldn't expect any changes to display size or display refresh rate. The phones will all have 120Hz ProMotion screens, but where things get more interesting is with the dynamic island. The source says that the iPhone 18 and iPhone Air 2 will both have the standard dynamic island that we have today, but the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max reportedly have a new type of under-display cutout area. There are a couple of possibilities as to what could happen here. Some reporting says the new dynamic island will simply be smaller than we have today, but will look similar to the current pill shape. The information, however, has said that we'll get a simple hole punch cutout for the front-facing camera, but it won't be housed in the center of the display. Instead, it will move to the top left corner. Either of these changes would increase the usable screen real estate on the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max, but there are still a lot of unknowns about this, including software implementations and whether Apple might use software to still show something like the dynamic island even on these new phones. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is very helpful if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. Also, be sure to check out our sponsor, Stuff, at the link in the show notes below. Again, my thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.